This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. In the news headlines, President George Bush and Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon met today at the White House to discuss the Middle East peace process. After their meeting, the two leaders emerged and held a brief press conference with reporters to talk about what they'd gone over. NPR will have full coverage of that meeting later today on All Things Considered. This week and next on Day to Day, we're examining the political buzzwords of all the major presidential candidates. These are words or phrases that the candidates use a lot, and these words have both a surface meaning and hidden subtext. They send messages to certain voters and groups of voters. Our buzzword analyst is Will Salatin. He's Slate's chief political correspondent. Will, who is today's subject?
Alex, it's physician and former Vermont governor, Democrat Howard Dean.
Okay, and his first buzzwords.
Democratic wing.
Democratic wing, a buzzword from Howard Dean. Here's an example.
I'm Howard Dean, and I'm here once again to represent the Democratic wing of the Democratic Party. Thank you.
Will, origins of the buzzword Democratic wing.
Well, this term was coined actually by the late Senator Paul Wellstone, a Democrat of Minnesota. And a lot of Democrats were not happy that Howard Dean was going around the country using it without acknowledging that it came from Senator Wellstone. So lately, Dean has been giving Senator Wellstone due credit.
And what does this buzzword mean?
I'm not afraid to say I'm liberal.
What it hides?
I'm using this as code so I don't have to say liberal.
Okay, and the subtext?
Any candidate to my right is a sellout.
All right, the buzzword Democratic wing. And the next Howard Dean buzzwords are?
Bush recessions.
Bush recessions. Here's an example from a Howard Dean interview.
One of the advantages I have is I was governor for so long in Vermont that I actually served through both Bush recessions, not one of them.
Buzzword Bush recessions. Will, what does it mean?
Every time you elect a Bush, you'll get a recession.
And what it hides?
The only recessions that run in families involve hairlines.
And the subtext for the buzzword?
Don't forget which party oversaw the economic boom between the recessions.
Okay, the last Howard Dean buzzword for today is?
Civil unions.
Here's an example from the governor's interview on Morning Edition.
If a state had a civil union statute or a domestic partnership statute, we would recognize that federally so that people who enter into those arrangements can have the same legal rights at the federal level that I have.
Will, what does the buzzword civil unions mean?
I'm not afraid to support gay marriage.
And it hides?
I'm using this as code for gay marriage.
And the subtext?
Hey, if a euphemism will make you homophobes feel better, who am I to judge?
Will Salatin writes the ballot box column for Slate. Buzzwords continues tomorrow with Democrat Richard Gephardt.